Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I spoke with Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley yesterday afternoon about Syria and possible military action. Syria is the hot topic right now. Now, can you tell us where you stand on the issue in Syria?
Yeah, I'll tell you where I stand. It probably doesn't give you as much information as you'd like to have, but it's the same as I've been telling press people for a long period of time, well, maybe for at least a week, or no, going back to my town meetings of 2 weeks ago when it come up, I said I had a lot of questions about it. In the meantime, I've said that I'm leaning against it, but I'm going to wait to make a final determination, which would probably be about 48 to 72 hours now when we finally have to vote on it, that I'm going to have some briefings like this afternoon. I think I'm going to go down to the White House to accept an offer for some briefings in the Situation Room. And then Wednesday at 2 o'clock, we have a secured briefing here on the Hill. And the reason these are secret briefings is because you don't tell your enemies what you know about them and what you're going to do and what the situation is. And those are important things for me to know before I make a final decision. But I can tell you that my email, my phone calls, and what I hear from people face-to-face in Iowa is it's overwhelmingly, and I mean so overwhelmingly, I can't say that I've had any other issue this overwhelming opposed to it.
In the past, you've supported force in Afghanistan and Iraq, and how do you feel this is different?
Well, this is very similar to a vote that I cast in 1991, I believe it was, when I was one of only two Republicans to vote against going to the Persian Gulf War. And the situation is similar to that, in that I think the country is very divided. People don't have their mind made up, and it's pretty difficult to fight a war when the public is divided.
What factors are going to help you determine which way you decide, whether to support or not to support?
Yeah, that's a very legitimate question. What's the end game? What's the dangers for our troops? Is there any possibility of this spreading to other countries as a result of our involvement?
Is there anything else you'd like to say about the topic of Syria?
Yeah, I'd say one more thing. We've gotten some information that there's a suggestion coming from, I don't know if it's coming from our government or some other governments or the UN, but there's a suggestion that we offer Syria giving up all of their chemical weapons, destroying them, giving them up to the UN or other nations, and it's been favorably received so far by Putin and by the UN and even by Assad. And it may get us out of this hole if we can be assured that there's no more use of chemical weapons. It would be a very good way, I think, of taking care of the immediate problems that we have, both internationally with Assad and his chemical weapons, but more importantly, a political problem here that divides us from other allies that tend to be with us when we're fighting terrorism or this sort of autocracy, and also a political problem in this country that what sort of a constitutional crisis we're going to have if Congress doesn't agree and the president would be deciding to go ahead under the Constitution, under his own authority as Commander-in-Chief, to strike even though Congress disapproved.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Republican Senator Chuck Grassley about Syria and possible military action. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.